everyone, and welcome to the Brick Build Podcast, your hub for LEGO information, rankings, and more.
I am Mickey, and that is Ohm, of course, and today we're just gonna catch up on what we've been missing for the past couple of weeks, months, however long it's been a while.
And also,
yay!
We're gonna talk about modular buildings!
Because it is, in fact, soon enough, the 15th anniversary. How exciting. What a day of joy and gladness. So, Ohm, how have you been today?
I have been a very person.
That's good.
Over the holidays, I got a helping of Lego.
Oh.
I got all the 2021 Hogwarts sets. Mickey and I are actually building the last of them right after recording. And it's going to be great, and I like it, even though the haters going to hate. And I understand the hate.
Thanks, Fluffy Encounter.
I also got Private Drive, Gwarp, the rumored requirement, last two on sale because they're retiring by the time this episode came out.
Wow.
And the Marauder from our holiday recommendations episode.
Look at that. That's so cool. I recommended something that was actually, like, purchased. I feel so cool. For me and myself and I did not get the most Lego, but I don't really care because what I got was very much appreciated. A couple of months ago, I got the Boba Fett brick-built helmet stand 18-plus set, whatever you were going to call it, the bust or whatever, and I lost the name placard plaque, and that was very sad, and I lost it. So, we somehow got a replacement part for that for Christmas. I got that for Christmas, which is funny because you're not actually allowed to order those, but LEGO customer service pulled out a win today and just sent us one for free, so thank you. And that beautiful ship, the Resistance ITS Transport from all the way back in September, August of 2020, which is a very nice set. I love it. It is based off the Rise of the Resistance ride attraction, whatever you want to call it, at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And it, like, plays a major role in the attraction. I was super excited that they actually made something off of Galaxy's Edge. I want them to make more. They're not going to, but I would love them to. Also, go listen to our episode where I tell you what they should have made more sets on Galaxy's Edge on.
That's Disneyland Part 2. You can also listen to Disneyland Part 1 for more useless information about LEGO and Disneyland.
Yeah, that's a good classic. This set is very cool. Great minifigures, if only not enough minifigures, and there should have been 9 of them in here, but I digress. There's a pretty good interior split between the cockpit and the main interior, but I've been able to expand it. I'm modding it to make it more like the actual ride, but it's pretty cool.
Da-da-da-da-da! LEGO News! A lot has happened since our last podcast at the end of November. You're probably listening to this at the beginning of January 2022. Happy New Year's to you.
What a time gap.
We can't cover everything. We are recording on the 29th of December, the day Book of Boba Fett just came out.
I haven't seen it. I will.
I have. It's good. Anyway, some stuff may be out of date. We're going to cover the big news and the stuff that's relevant to our podcast. First up, out of left field, Friends, Main Street Building. Could you spot me the set number, Mickey?
Set number is set number 41704, Main Street Building, with 1,682 pieces.
Retailing for $150 US.
Look at that.
That is coming out at the beginning of 2022, January 1st. It's already out. And the big deal is this, and also there's a treehouse, which don't worry about getting the number for Mickey, has ADA compliance. It's got wheelchair Friends characters, though they do look really weird because they don't have the bendable, well, neither. But their legs are more in scale, but they can't bend at the knees. So the wheelchairs are more like sleds.
Those kind of look like they're like stretchers.
Shopping carts is what I see.
Ooh, shopping carts. That's a new one. I like that.
But there are elevators, rudimentary elevators, but they do work, and you can go between all the floors. If your imagination wasn't enough, it's still a great step forward from our inclusivity episodes, parts 1 and 2, from the summer 2021, and all the shameless plugs found in this episode. Oh. I also have to say the treehouse set, which is $80, Friendship Treehouse.
41703
is super beautiful, and I would buy it, except I don't have any space for it in my collection. I stick between very certain themes.
Let's see.
But it's a very pretty set, and it's a very good-looking set.
As in both instances, both have wheelchair-accessible elevators, which is helpful because these sets have multi-story structures. A step in the right direction. And now we move on to something that I'm pretty excited for, even though I don't know if I'm going to get into either of them. We have, sometime last time, we talked about the Star Wars accessory packs, which were rumored to be released in January 1st, 2022. And these two sets are set 40557 and set 40558, Defense of Hoth and Clone Trooper Command Station, respectively. Both of these retail for $15 and come with three minifigures. Defense of Hoth comes with three minifigures, which are two basic Hoth troopers and one sort of either promoted or demoted.
It appears to be a lieutenant based on the markings, but I'm no expert.
Good for you.
Also, a couple of repeating blasters and power packs, and I don't remember that name of that dish cannon.
I do believe it's called a P-Tower, but I'm not sure
about that. That sounds roughly right. It was on the Brickset review. We are not sponsored by Brickset.
I like how there's a station for each of the troopers, and they're not just kind of standing there. Next up, we have 40558. No, sorry. Yes. 40558, Clone Trooper Command Station, which is controversial to say the least. We have a Clone Trooper Commander. We're going to go with that. They have flame yellowish orange markings. This is a figure that returns from the Republic gunship, the UCS Republic gunship 75311 or 2 or something. It's one of them. Which is a controversial thing because they made a whole statement about how minifigures shouldn't be kept exclusive to UCS sets, and here they are living up to that. It also comes with two normal Phase 2 shinies, which is nice because we've got some new prints on the helmets and such for the updated designs. It comes with a weapons rack and a smaller version of the Clone Trooper Command Station that we've seen in like the battle pack of the Droidicas a couple of years back in 2013, I think.
But it's much better looking. Also add that shinies is popular Star Wars nomenclature, but shinies equals generic Phase 1 clone troopers. Next is Hogwarts Magical Trunk, set number 76399, $59.99, coming soon on March 1, 2022, if it is not delayed, because it probably could be. Six figs, exclusive torso house prints, and the good McGonagall figure. The reason I'm talking about it is not because it's a great set. It's fine. But the minifigure parts are the bomb. And I'm really happy because now there's actually a face print in my skin color with glasses.
Wow.
And that allows me to have a flesh tone sig fig, which I've never been able to have before. So thanks, LEGO. If you want to learn more about LEGO and diversity, head back to our LEGO inclusion episodes, which I will shamelessly plug anytime it comes up, because that is my favorite episode.
I was going to say, shameless plug. So this set is pretty cool. It comes with nine minifig heads of varying exclusivity. It also comes with nine different hair pieces, which are repeats. I believe there's like one or two new ones. There's some that have been that are being reused for the first time. Like, there's one from the Marvel Studios minifigure CMF series, which was seen in the T'Challa Star-Lord. There's one back
it's
here.
It's all in the T'Challa mech, but that's gotten canceled or delayed.
Yeah, it was in that. It's been delayed. There's also a hairpiece that's been returning from 2018's Incredible sets. First time that has been returning.
Has it, or was it?
It hasn't been used since then.
I was thinking Friends. We don't keep a close eye on, but
no, but yeah, it hasn't been used since that. There's a couple of other ones. One hairpiece in particular I could see being used for Fennec Shand, since we haven't gotten a hairpiece for her yet.
That, unless but it's rubbery, not, it's not new at all.
Mm.
I have some of those from, like, 2010.
but yeah, this is a pretty cool set. It also comes with four torsos for the different houses, along with a hairy minifigure, because every single one needs one. And a pretty cool sand blue owl, which I do like. As well as something that I think is pretty cool, a new chest lid piece with two studs that mirror what a 2x2 jumper tile plate, whatever they're called, looks like.
It's probably going to explode in the Minecraft sets.
Yeah, that I would see that being in there. It also uses a locking system similar to, like, the Disney books, I believe.
Yes, and I believe it has been in some older jewelry box sets that had less Lego in them. But, yeah, those do exist. And it's a cool piece, but it's not new.
Mm.
Or it's in at least some other sets. Mm. They also have a bunch of different stickers that you can or cannot thing attached to that are poorly composited onto this image that we're looking at right now.
Something cool about the set is the interior is very modular. There's like a bunch of empty tiles and studs on the interior.
Oh, and there's the Birdie Bots piece.
Ah, there is that right there. I see that. And the interior, you can have it be a common room or a great hall or another great hall or a classroom or whatever it can be. So that's pretty cool. March 1st, 2022, $60. Pretty cool. And now, moving on to one of our final news updates of the hour. Set 21331, the next LEGO Idea set, Sonic the Hedgehog Green Hill Zone, retailing for $70 with 1,125 pieces, with four quote-unquote minifigs. I would say four characters, one minifig, three characters, you could say that. This is a pretty cool set. It looks very painful to build because of the checkerboard design of the ground being made primarily out of 1x1 tiles stacked on top of each other, which is annoying because in the new Lunar New Year Traditions set, there actually is a piece that was introduced.
It's two plates, 1x1 plates stacked on top of each other with a bar-sized hole through the stud.
Yeah. So I could see that being used in here, but it seems that the Sonic people did not get the memo. We have an updated Sonic figure with all new printing, but the same mold from Dimensions. We have a weird crab dude who I'm told is called Crab Meat. We have this bug who's called Moto Bug. And we have that legend, Eggman, Dr. Robotnik.
With a horrifically bad mustache.
Yeah, it looks kind of weird. He also has an Eggmobile, which is pretty cool. Something interesting about this set is, first of all, it has that very iconic, I don't know, something about Sonic has that iconic green look. The loop is very Sonic-y to me, even though I've never played a Sonic game in my life. Something interesting is that it looks to be modular, so you can connect it to more sets, or you can switch around the different segments. Kind of reminds me of the scheme behind the Great Wall of China architecture set. But this is a pretty cool set. I'm not going to get it. Something interesting that I've seen people point out is that the original idea set was based on the Sonic Mania game. Well, this is just based on the classic first game. So that's kind of interesting. Take it as you will.
I think that's LEGO's been preying a lot on 80s nostalgia. I have a feeling that's why they're really going for this. It was an intentional decision because this loops in anyone who's a Sonic fan ever versus if you may not be familiar with the newest games.
Yeah.
I've never played Sonic. I have no clue. But it does seem like a bit of a cash grab to get you to buy multiple that it has the pins on the sides.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is seen as a non-Sonic fan. You don't really need multiple. You're going to get the exact same course.
Yeah.
And it's really thin anyway.
One thing that I could see, though, is if this set does well enough that they could do more courses, similar to, like, Mario, maybe. But
basically
like,
what Mario should have been, set like this.
Yeah, it would have been this. So that's going to be funny. Enrage the Mario fans. They're all going to be really angry. They probably already really are. It's interesting. Something else interesting is that they try to keep the checkerboard pattern consistent by adding stickers, which look good, and then you zoom in and you can see the weirdness.
Then the ink color is going to be terrible in real life.
Oh, yeah. So that's pretty much it for our recent updates. I'm sure that there's going to be like 10 more sets that have been revealed by the time this episode comes out, but that is fine and dandy, and we're going to transition into our next topic,
which is the modular buildings. LEGO has just hit its 15th anniversary of modular buildings by the time you've been listening to this, with the beautifully just announced Boutique Hotel.
Set 10297.
Which is an amazing set. It looks great, though not with the Bugle, so I won't be getting it. But it is a really beautiful set, especially standalone. And yeah, it really reinvents the modular. My main gripe is that it's not dimensioned well with the other modulars. It leans, it's a, I think, 2 to 3 studs extra deep into the sidewalk. So when you line it up with even the bookshop or the police station, no matter which permutation you do, it's always sticking out too much.
One thing that I did see in a couple of designer interviews is that the originally it was mirrored, but because they wanted they wanted it to work well next to the police station, they made the left side lower, so then they put that low art gallery museum, whatever you want to call it, El Cubo, on the left side so that it wouldn't cover up the billboard of the police station. So we're just gonna go through all 16, 17, I don't know exactly how many there are, of the modular buildings, looking purely at outdoor exterior aesthetics and seeing which ones we like the most.
And we're gonna rate them, both of us, out of 0 to 10 bricks.
Wow, with 10 bricks being the best, because I always have to make that clarification because I never know, for some reason, which one is gonna be the best.
I'll start by describing the first one, Cafe Corner from 2007. We won't be giving set numbers because it's very obvious and you can Google. There's only one of each. Anyway, it's not like Ship in the Bottle, which is a whole interesting story.
It is two set numbers, yeah.
Cafe Corner, the first one that started it all, and it's built, even though it's 32 by 32 corner unit, on two 16 by 32 base slates. So you can configure it however you like. And even on the box, it encourages you to buy more or rebuild it. It has a lot of blue bricks on the interior. And it's a hotel with a cafe on the ground floor. And then a dark red, tan, and brown color scheme. This has probably been the boon of a lot of collectors, especially because all of those bricks, especially the brown and the dark red, crack really easily.
Mm.
How would you rate it, Mickey?
Without even looking at the interior, I would rate it like a 5 or a 6 out of 10, if only because, I don't know, there's just something about it. It's oddly very symmetrical, except on the bottom right side, which just kind of messes me up. There's a little entrance up to the upper stories that just kind of bugs me. But it's still a nice set. I don't know. What about you?
The interior is completely blank, but we're just rating on the exteriors, because that's what most people buy these for. And I'm going to give it a solid 7 out of 10, because it's definitely chunky, but it still holds up today. It's got interesting building techniques.
Yeah, I appreciate the use of a bunch of skis for the cafe signage marquee area. That's pretty nice, and there's some nice color usage for the yellow and white striped awnings. Moving on to 2007's Market Street, which is a weird-looking set. It's like a modular and a half. This is set... No, I'm not going to say the set number. I'm sorry about that. This is Market Street. It's a very large blue building, and then half of it is like a weird courtyard that doesn't look like there's anything in it. It looks like it's supposed to try to be like a farmer's market or something like that, but they're not really sure how to build a farmer's market, so it's just empty behind the facade on the front. Thoughts?
Yeah, I'm gonna rate this, especially on exterior, interior is totally blank as well, 3 out of 10. This is, in my opinion, the worst modular. It's from the factory line, so it was fan design, most partially, and you can kind of see it, because it's detailed, but it's just too gaudy and blocky at this stage of LEGO history.
Mm-hmm. I would rate this maybe like a 4 out of 10, if only because I appreciate the weird wrought iron details of like that owl and the whips piece of the usage, but other than that, no, it's not that cool or good.
Next, in 2008, we have the beautiful, beautiful Green Grocer, which many fans have tried to do in other colors, because the 1x2 bricks with the notched groove have only, I think, ever come in this and one other set in sand green. So it's a sand green, gray, and white building. It's got a grocery, fully, decently detailed, and then...
It's not bad.
Housing apartments, row houses, basically, on top. It's got a San Francisco-y vibe, but it's still strongly European, with the bay windows. It's really beautiful. This, out of all the old modulars, this and the Fire Brigade are my favorites, and this is the one I would... Well, it's hard to choose.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the two that I would really love to have. It's also the only other set to have the classic Umbridge Hair Breeze, making that piece super, super rare and expensive.
Fair enough. What would you rate this?
You rate it first.
I'll rate it first. Okay. Just looking at the outside aesthetics, I would rate this a 7.5. Actually, no. I'm going to go with an 8. 8 out of 10. It just looks... I like it. I think sand green's a very unappreciated color. I just think that the sand green and the gray and the white and the black make it look very monotone and kind of almost black and white almost.
I understand that.
It's not bright enough for me, but I understand that there's a point where it can be too bright, like in some of the recent sets.
The one praise I have to give it is it fills the project, the problem of Market Street. It succeeds in, it still has detail and it's still a bit blocky, but it uses the unique shapes of Lego bricks to its advantage. I'm going to rate it an 8.5 out of 10. It appeals to my tastes.
Mm. Moving on, we have the 2009 modular, the Fire Brigade, which I think is a pretty cool set. This is a really large set. It starts on the bottom with a... I'm not going to even attempt to name that color. Some sort of nougat color.
It's dark tan.
Dark tan,
I don't know. Didn't exist at that point, except for flesh.
History lesson. It also comes with I believe, 4 minifigures. I thought there was 5, but maybe there's 4. A dog, a fire truck, almost, and a...
It's an old-timey fire engine.
Yeah, it's an old-timey fire engine. Interior, there's a garage, there's a fire pole. Upstairs, there's, like, a bunch of details. There's a nice bell tower. Is it a belfry, I believe it's called? The upper area that holds the bell, something. There's a water tower, which is called back in other sets later. It's a pretty cool set. It feels a lot to me like a precursor or like a smaller version of the Town Hall, even if they're different
themes. It's stylistically the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very, very American. I gotta throw this in. It's got an American flag. It's got like an American dog. It's not even Dalmatian. It's got like basically a Liberty Bell. It looks straight out of colonial Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Like Independence Hall type stuff.
Yep.
And I was reading on Brickset, not to plug, but they have really, really old stuff when this was first announced. And Europeans were so mad because they were like, I love it, but this is too American. I was laughing at the comments.
Too American. So that's a pretty good set. What would you rate it?
I would rate this a solid 8 out of 10. I have the nostalgia for this, but objectively, I see the flaws because it's all just one big building. There's no sub-buildings.
I can see. I would personally rate this an 8 or even an 8.5 out of 10. This is personally my favorite of the so-called classic modulars, which I would say go up to, like, 2013 are the classic modulars, in my opinion. This is my favorite of those. Just aesthetics-wise, it is very American, but I just kind of like, I like the brick. It reminds me a lot of the Ghostbusters Firehouse.
The top half is, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much that.
Just the brick.
Brownstone-y almost.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah. So that's a pretty cool set.
Next, we have a set that I actually own, the Grand Emporium from 2010. It is a very symmetrical, like, Macy's-style big New York building with the big windows on the ground floor, the rotating door, a sign that says, you're not going to believe this, shop.
Wow.
And then, yeah, some identical floors. It's kind of sparse on the inside. It has a beautiful chandelier and some not working one-way escalators. Mm. And the beautiful detail of a window washer, which, that Lego, that's just amazing.
This is a cool set. It's very symmetrical and very open to expansion to make it look like a really big store instead of just a small corner area. Which I think lends to it, because in places like the Macy's in New York, where it's just this enormous block of giant store, it does look like this. I'm going to give it a 6.5 to 7 out of 10.
I would also give it a 7 out of 10. And that's with both of us having just seen it right outside our studio.
Yep. Moving on to the 2011 set, we have the Pet Shop, a set that I know that Ohm here does not like. I'm going to stick to him every single time I hear it. It comes with a couple of animals. A dog, a cat, a bird, probably some fish, I'm going to guess. Maybe like a weird spider or something. And this to me looks a lot like the precursor of the 2020 bookshop. How it's a house with the San Francisco-style bay window, all that.
It's also got some Greengrocer vibes.
It does have
types of pieces and architectural style.
And then, so there's a dark red with some browns and whites and grays house, and then a sand blue and light tan, pet shop building. Just looking at the exterior, I personally prefer what the house looks like compared to the pet shop. I've seen some people buy multiples of the set and then just change the sign that says pets on it to different things. And then you can just have like a block of stores that are like rented out to different people and they change the signs. This is a pretty cool set. I don't know if it's the best. I would personally, I don't know. What would you rate it?
I really hate the fact that this is 2011 and the house is completely blank on the interior, but we're not rating on interiors.
Nope.
Just on exterior.
Yep.
So I will give this a solid 6 out of 10 because I think the pet shop looks great at the on the outside, especially for the time. It looks basically like another Green Grocer building. And then the house kind of looks a bit garish, similar to some of the Creator 3-in-1 houses, which were still pretty good for their time. And you could do it with minifigs. They were minifig scale. But they do look quite garish with their all different shades of brown.
Yep. I would also rate this a 6. I'll give it a 6.5 out of 10. It's a cool set, but the interior would have to be good to bolster its reputation. And if it's not, then yeah.
Next, we have 2012, the white whale of many a LEGO fan, besides the first two strong modulars. Town Hall!
Mm.
Oh, I remember seeing this in LEGO Star Windows. Do you?
Vaguely. I do.
It's
huge.
My almost sort of white whale. This, out of all the modulars, is the one that would fit in best with my city. It's basically the Back to the Future clock tower building.
Just but very tall.
Tall. And it has 1891 on it. So it's like a courthouse on the bottom, then it's got a couple of stories of office building and
There's a conference room. There's an elevator inside that I do believe actually works.
Yeah, there's a wedding hall.
There is a wedding hall. There's like a courtroom sort of area. Maybe that is the wedding hall. I'm not sure. It's a pretty cool set.
That is the wedding hall, but it could be both.
It's a little sparse,
but not rating the interiors.
Yeah. I will say though that this is the best interior so far. I would rate this a 8.5 out of 10. Yeah, maybe a 9. No, 8.5.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you. 8.5. This is the best modular so far, objectively speaking, without bias. But there are some really beautiful detailed ones to come. So I can't give this a solid 9 just yet.
And my issue is it's very much a big block.
It's very blocky.
If you look at the back, it's just a big block. Moving on to the 2013 set, where there was a noticeable, in my opinion, shift in quality, along with the town hall. That was a big
I think
shift.
A big thing here was they added stickers.
That is true, yeah. That added a lot. We have the Palace Cinema, which is based off of Grauman's Chinese Theater in Los Angeles. It's pretty cool.
Except for color scheme, where it looks nothing like it.
Yeah. Just like the basic thematic ideal, but the other
coaster. Yeah.
There's some nice dark red roofs. There's some nice movie posters that are Lego-ized, like the brick separator.
I still want to get some custom prints for Star Wars posters to go on this.
That would be cool. And then the interior, well, it's just a lobby and a movie projector room that's not that big, but it's still pretty cool. What would you rate this home?
I have this. It's sitting in the other room, and it will soon be converted into the Muppet Show Theater.
That's pretty cool.
Once the CMFs come out. I think I'm going to have to go 7 out of 10. Again, well, see, that's hard, because we're only rating on the outside. The outside, yeah, 7 out of 10, because it's very symmetrical, apart from the movie posters.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly mirrored, and I've built it, so I know it's just exactly the same.
I would rate this a 7.5 out of 10. Sorry for the pause. I would rate this a 7.5 out of 10. It's a cool set. It's something that I first saw. This is like one of the first modular sets that I saw and was able to like. This is like the first modular set that stuck with me.
And fun fact, in 24, I don't have this version. I have this version, not the 2014 re-release, because they put it out in 2014 with an exclusive Lego movie sticker to promote the movie. So on one of the movie posters for the theater, you could have a actual Lego movie sign, and it was so great.
That's pretty cool.
But I don't have it. Okay, next we have 2014, widely considered the best modular of all time.
It's pretty cool. Good.
By Brickset users. But
Brickset users.
It's also one of the widely most owned Lego sets and the most owned modular. It also stayed, at least in Europe, on the Lego shop for the longest amount of time, longer than any set except the Volkswagen camper van, which was there for 10 years. Somehow, it's the Parisian restaurant. Yay. Because Jamie Berard has got involved.
Good for him.
I don't mean to rhyme, but it's rhyming time.
Oh.
I will stop with the verse.
Please stop.
So it's a beautiful olive green color. It's got a dark blue roof. It's very Parisian.
Yep.
Chabert. I once considered getting this, but it was expensive on the aftermarket. And again, it has been the white whale. It's got great parts usage. It really started the trend of crazy roof parts usage. It's got croissant, clamshells, and feathers that were originally introduced for the racist Native American minifigures that we've talked about on Lego Inclusion.
Go watch that, I guess.
Or listen. You can watch it with your ears. And it's beautifully detailed on the inside, and it has a great detail on the backside.
It is.
And it's got a little porch, dining area.
Yeah. One thing that really sticks out to me by looking at this picture that is on Brickset, not sponsored, is how they use the usually ugly Technic axle brick holders to add just a little bit more detail. I just think that's really cool how it probably is nothing. Maybe it like holds a piece of art on the wall because this is where the art person lives. I personally maybe rate this a 9.5 out of 10.
What makes it that half?
It's just, it's great that it's detailed on the front and the back. And the interior is great, of course, even though they're not rating the interiors. I just don't know if any modular building to me is 10. I don't know if I can give any of them that 10, because there's always something that they can improve, even if I don't know what it is. I just know that there's something.
Let me ask, have you been to Paris?
I have not. My sister has, but I have not.
I have, and I'll say this about a couple of buildings that are Parisian-inspired. This did need to be a bit taller. This is one of the shorter modular buildings.
It is kind of short.
And it shows, even though it is 3 stories, with a beautiful, I believe that is a mansard roof. I'm going to rate this 10 out of 10, because I can't find a single flaw in this.
One of the issues that I have with this, to figure out why I got the half off, because I've been puzzling about this for a bit, is it is a confusing placement, because it can work as a corner building, or a, just like the end of a road building, but if you put it next to something, and if that something is tall enough, then it overshadows the patio, and I feel like it constricts that area, and it makes it not as open and freeing and light as it could be.
We're going to kind of see this with the diner later.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's probably my only issue, if only just weird placement. I think it's great that they did that at the patio, though. And now we move on to the 2015 set, a pretty cool one in my opinion, Detective's Office. Comes with a lot of minifigures. This one actually has a story behind it about a cookie thief, secret passages, hidden cabinets, the whole deal.
It's a sugar smuggling ring.
Yeah, it comes with a haircutting salon, whatever, barbershop. That's what it's called. I know, barbershop, a pool hall, a detective's office, just a weird place where people stand, and then there's a bathroom for some reason, and then an apartment flat at the top. This is a pretty cool set. There's some great usage of parts from, like, the construction figures. That's pretty cool. There's also the Unikitty tail that was used on the roof. This is another place where the weird part, the interesting part usages for the roofs are used. I think this is a pretty cool set. What would you rate this home?
I know you have this. I own this, and it's currently the Leaky Cauldron in my city.
Hmm.
This was my first modular because that story really hooked me as a 10-year-old, 9 or 10-year-old child. It hooked me deep into this building, and it was also my introduction to advanced Lego. But again, if we're going to be objective, which I'll do my best, 9 out of 10, because it is a bit dingier than the other buildings.
Yeah.
Well, I could relate this and a lot of the architectural details to buildings in that I've seen in my community. But yeah.
I will say, though, to your point of it being very dingy, is that every city needs to have sort of a seedy underbelly area.
Yeah. Kind of. I have bugles, so it kind of fits right into the seediness.
I'm going to give this a 9 out of 10 because I think... Actually, no. Yeah, I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10 because it's not as good as the Parisian restaurant, which I do think might be my favorite or close to my favorite, but it is great. It is really cool. I love the story. I love all the functions, even if they're not supposed to be functions. All of that. I think that's just really cool.
And I got to throw in, I just realized I was doing some Bricklink searches, not sponsored. But I was doing some investigative research, and I discovered that, yeah, it's just the Palace Cinema and then one other train set, the Horizon Express, from Creator, that contain the green brick separator.
Interesting.
In the modern design.
Interesting.
So yes, it's quite rare.
Yep.
Anyway, that's another set I have is the Brick Bank from 2016. A lot of people don't like this, and I don't know why, but it's a bank. It's a gray regal bank made out of bullion pieces, fittingly. It's got like a grand marbly Greek upper floor with sand green windows and an ornate roof using zipline handles. And it's also got a washing, what do you call those shops?
Laundromat?
A laundromat. It's a laundromat and then a what looks like a house above, but it's actually just an office attached to the bank.
Yeah, it's an office for like the bank manager.
And there is a great bit where you can rob the bank through the chimney using one of the characters. You can choose who and dress them up as a criminal.
Yep.
You can drop them through the chimneys, including one that has active fire going on, which is just great, into the vault. You can have them heist the money, and then eventually, when they're stolen the money, they go to the laundromat and they literally and figuratively launder their money to put it back in their physical vaults.
Look at that.
So they didn't need to actually rob the bank anyway.
Nope. I'm gonna rate this set because I think it's so cool. I'm gonna give this a 9.5 out of 10. Actually, no. Here. I'm gonna give this a 9.4 out of 10 because I don't want to usurp the Parisian restaurant, but it is greater than a 9. This is a great set. It's very short, but it's really cool. The interior is great. There's lots of great tiling on the floor. There's a big chandelier, even if the main building is very open. There's some great usage of, like, door pieces for the teller windows areas. Just a lot of great part usage. I really think, I'm gonna give it a 9.4 out of 10.
Yeah, I feel like there is something kind of off with it. But it's hard to describe. So I'll give it an 8.5 out of 10 bricks. It's really good. There's just something of a vibe about it, having owning it.
That's fair.
That I just don't think it fits very well as corner unit.
It doesn't, it doesn't really feel very... I mean, it could be. It is pretty worthy of corner.
It's worthy. It just... And I guess it would look better like this than as a straight unit. I just feel like there is something they could do because it's shorter, and then being a corner unit, it doesn't cap the street well.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, moving on to a set that I feel like a lot of people are going to enjoy or have enjoyed or just like in general. The 2017 10th anniversary modular Assembly Square, which is and was and still is the largest modular to date. It is on 1.5 32 by 32 base plates, so it's a 16 and a 32. It consists of three buildings that are somewhat connected, a sand blue and tan building that actually reminds me a lot of the pet shop color scheme.
And there are callbacks to every single modular, so we're not going to get into it.
Yeah, but there's like, it looks like one of them has callbacks to the Parisian restaurant and also the Green Grocer, and another one is kind of town hall-y almost, maybe a bit of fire brigade.
It's town hall-y.
Town hall-y. There's a bunch of different places. There's like a dentist's office. There's a photographer studio. There's just a cafe that's basically just a small cafe corner. Maybe they opened a new branch somewhere else.
Yeah, it's the same logo, so I'm pretty sure. Maybe they rebranded, you know.
Who knows?
7 years later.
Maybe they just...
10 years later.
Maybe they moved to a smaller location. Got better utilities. There's a nice fountain in the area. It's like a nice outdoor mall, basically, is what I can describe it as. It even comes with two of the iconic white lampposts that are from all the modular buildings. What would you rate this home?
I also want to add in that there's a ballet studio, a music shop, a apartment of a Lego fan that has a working futon or sofa bed, that's whatever you'd cool. like to call it.
And there's and a bakery.
A bakery right underneath the dentist's office because Lego likes doing jokes like that.
That's fair, honestly, yeah.
Just like the money laundering scheme.
Yeah, I mean, that was
I
a good
will
one.
Rate that. I own this. I'm actually going to have to rate this between a 7 and a 7.5 out of 10.
Mm.
It looks great on the outside, but considering the type of things that are shops that are here, it's really just everyday life. It's not quite a shopping center. There's no, I forget what the term, but like an anchor or a destination store, like a franchise thing. It kind of needs something firmer because they're all kind of niche. Flowers, coffee, a bakery.
Yeah. I feel like it could be less of like a shopping center, more just like a commerce center where there's like different offices, well, not offices, but like different places where people rent out the areas for their own usages of like the photographer studio or the dance studio, but then there's still stores and restaurants and such. This is to me like a weird greatest hits of modulars, along with the callbacks and just like shows all the different topics that this can cover. I'm gonna give it an 8 out of 10, if only because the exterior looks really nice.
And I see your point. Yeah, when I think about what I've done with it, it does look really good when packed up really tightly where the sidewalks actually touch each other.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, against the pins, like instead of pins version, the sidewalk towards each other. So you can't see inside, but it's great for play. It pairs really nicely with the Emporium or the Brick Bank.
I can see that.
Because it creates that shopping center, and the Grand Emporium fills that anchor need.
Mm.
So I think, yeah, so like I'll do 7.5.
So it'd be like the Grand Emporium opened first, and then they're like, oh, we gotta capitalize on all these people that are coming out of the store, so then they open the
Or it's an outdoor mall, and the Grand Emporium started it, or it's the anchor.
I can see that.
Next is a set I actually don't have. It's the 2018 Downtown Diner.
No.
And this, I have a grudge. And
a grudge?
The reason it's an old person grudge, and the reason is twofold. One, printed faces. That screws up the minifigures from every single previous modular for the last 10 years, which I think is perfectly fine doing, and I get it. It's just a rough thing to have to face, because now, in my modular city, I'm facing a beginning of life crisis. Do I put in minifigures who have flesh tone or faces, like emotive faces, or do I have to have everything smiley face or like pirate heads where they had the smiley face underneath it, where it's always there? And also stylistically, it kind of just kills everything, which was very European or American, but it was older architecture. This, it's a 60s, 50s, 60s diner. Pink, teal, bringing back that teal. It's big, round, built on top of a tan, like, with into a tan building. It's got a giant curved window. I've seen this in real life, and it's really, really good. It also has stairs like the Parisian restaurant. However, they don't go into a balcony, so it's excusable.
Yeah.
And it comes with a car. Pink car for legally not Elvis. How would you rate it?
My issue with the set is that I feel like the large jukebox curved window area is too large. I feel like if they were able to figure out some other architectural feature to give to the tan building and have it be just like the tan building's been there all along and they just renovated the bottom floor to be this diner. I feel like that would have been better. So it's not like, oh, there's this diner and then they built this tan building extension around it, but kind of the other way around, because that's what it feels like to me right now. There's some nice building techniques, especially for this kind of bricked wall with the jumper plates. That's kind of hard to describe. Just look it up. You'll see what it is immediately. I'm going to give this a 7 out of 10. It's cool. It has great building techniques. It's interesting that they chose to go with the more expressive face prints. But again, I would go with those changes to make it, in my opinion, better.
I'm gonna have to give this 2 ratings because this is a very unique set that kicked off the new wave of modulars that kind of aren't designed to go with the old ones very much. I will have to say, as a standalone Lego set that is a building, because this is part of a modular line, I will have to weigh it with the other buildings that came before, not the buildings that came after, because that's unfair. So it's going to be a 7.
7, yep.
I can't, yeah.
And now moving on to the 2019 modular building set. We're getting there, guys. We'll be there. Okay, we have the Corner Garage, which is a corner building. It has a garage on the bottom with Joe's Garage, by accident we meet. And then 2 upper floors that are an interesting... I don't know how to describe it. It's an interesting... Is that a pentagon? Pentagonal shape? In dark orange with some sand blue window accents.
It is pentagonal.
Okay. I can't do quick math.
It gives me Andy Griffith vibes. But continue.
It comes with a tow truck. Again, on the bottom, there's a garage. There's also a gas station. On the second floor, there's a veterinary clinic. And then on the third floor, there's a rather sparse, in my opinion, apartment area. There's a weird-looking, like, hospital bed, almost. It looks really weird. There's some nice usage for the windows. I like how they make the windows barely curved on the right-hand side. It's nice. The interiors are a bit empty compared to the past ones and the next ones. I don't know what I would give this. What would you give this?
This is a tough one for me because a lot of people were hoping for a police station or a hospital. I'm hoping one day it's inevitable. They'll do it. But they're taking their time. But they have a dentist's office. Sorry, a vet's office. That really should have just been a doctor's office. Very little would have had to be changed. And it would be funny. They have to do like a living space with every set. I get it. But it would be funny to have the dentist. Sorry. I was confused. A vet office and then a minifig doctor's office right on top of each other. That would lead to some funny situations. But anyway, it's less of the design of it is fine. Except for the street bit, which is a little confusing because it doesn't scale with the road plates.
Yeah.
And there's no set modular street design. But this is 2019. And Lego is making a $200 gas station with Lego bricks, which at this time are 100%. I don't think even the leaves had changed over yet. Now the leaves and the transparency, I think, too. Or it's 100% made out of oil. It's too on the nose. The gas bit kind of... It bothers me so much. I'm going to give it a 6.
I have to say, yeah, a 6 would be probably it for me. Maybe a 6.5, but probably just a 6. It's a good set, but again, it's not the best compared to what came before and what comes immediately after it. So I'm not sure I can give it anything better than that. There's some nice color accents and just some nice details, but yeah.
Yeah, again, nothing against the design of the set. More, the design would get like an 8 out of 10. It's more the subject matter that messes it up. Mm-hmm. Anyway, next we have the 2020 Bookshop, which was a very big surprise because instead of the trend of unique featured buildings, this was a 2 building, so 2 16 by 32 plates in a very San Francisco style. So there's basically a painted lady's house in turquoise with a beautiful bay window. And then there's a big, tall bookstore. Lots of living space. Not a lot of commercial space except for like a 1-floor bookstore and a beautiful birch tree, which is very... So the whole set has like a strong fall theme.
Yeah.
Including minifigure clothing. How would you rate this?
I'm going to give this a... I don't even remember what I gave the other ones. I'm so sorry about that. I'm going to give this a... the interior... My issue is that the interiors are too small that they can't add enough detail. So I'm going to give this a 7.5.
Well, we aren't judging on interiors.
I know. Well, on the outside, it's still too small for me, in my opinion. It's just...
Okay, 7.5.
7.5, maybe an 8, but that might be pushing it.
I would probably give it a 7. I was disappointed when I saw this eventually be announced because it kind of It doesn't have the punch of the previous modular buildings. It's just a very, it's like a downgraded assembly square almost. It's just everyday life. And it's important to have, but it, I don't know. The city was getting more and more commercial and then this happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a bad set. It's just not for me. It's too muted in color.
Yeah. Moving on to the 2021 modular buildings at the police station, which was released at an interesting time for its subject matter. Moving past that, it's a classic tan and dark tan police station with some nice blue accents. There's a side lavender building and another side sand green building that make it go nicely with the bookshop due on the left-hand side with the bakery. It comes with a bakery, an apartment, and then just a giant police station, which has like a reception area, a jail cell, a mugshot room, an interrogation room, just some offices, the like. This is an interesting set because it does feel like three separate buildings to me, even though two of them are very much connected, and the bakery apartment building is technically connected, but not like in the Lego physics world. What would you give this home?
I really like this set. The design of this set is really great. I didn't want it, but I was pleasantly surprised by the excellent design quality considering the past two modulars has kind of been duds to me. Especially Corner Garage had been on sale. When modulars almost never go on sale except for the pet shop, which was a whole debacle because that never sold well.
Mm.
I love the billboard, and I think this would look so great on the Beagle that came later in 2021. However, I do feel that due to the subject matter of this set, it would have been a safer bet to release this in 2022. Putting that aside, I'm going to give this a solid 9 out of 10 because it's really good design-wise. And it has a nice story, which I always value.
I'm going to give it an 8.5 out of 10, if only because it feels sandwiched in between the small buildings on the side. I love the design of each of the buildings, but I don't know if they work together as a cohesive whole.
And they get smothered when you put it next to any other buildings.
Yeah.
Next, we have one that we talked about, or didn't talk about briefly, the Boutique Hotel for 2022. Mm-hmm. By the time you're listening to this, you probably have bought it, or at least have friends who have bought it. So instead of people who are paid or given the sets for free by LEGO, we are going to review this with our eyeballs, because we are slightly jealous. It's very Parisian, Mediterranean architecture.
I've seen some people call this, like, South Florida area. I've never been to Florida, but
I have not been to Florida. This, because we live in a Mediterranean climate, so I can understand it. It's, I would say, with my architectural knowledge, it's Parisian. It's also heavily Spanish-influenced.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of Italian Riviera, if you've seen Luca, and it's, like, middle floor.
Mm.
And then, yeah, some people were saying Southern California, and I was like, nope.
No.
We don't have this great architecture. We have squares.
Mm. Yeah, we do. We have weird buildings.
But I should describe it. Yes, it's a sand green roof, which was mistakenly called turquoise by the leakers, which confused everybody.
Mm.
And then it's tan middle, dark tan bottom, very Parisian architecture. It on its own, it looks like something straight out of Ratatouille. You just add the Gustave's chef with the couple of stars. And there you go.
Yeah, I can see that.
And it's also got El Cubo, which happens to be a cube and a balcony next to this hotel. And a beautiful art gallery.
Has some nice references to the old Creator Expert logo, as well as Galador. Which, just go look it up. It's really something. But I do like it. I like all the detail. I like all the references. It might be my favorite of the new rebooted line. I'm gonna give this a 9 out of 10.
I would agree, even though I'm not too much of a fan of how it integrates with other modulars. It looks so beautiful on its own, and I'm sure it would look great next to the Parisian restaurant.
And that is our that will conclude our really way too exhaustive remarks on all the modular buildings, all 16, 17, I don't know how many there are of them. There's way too many of them.
Happy anniversary!
Yay! 15 years of fun and... fun.
Fun and money.
Fun and building. Lots of money for the Lego people.
Lots of money out of Eiffel wallets. Yep. Because this is really what got Eiffels into Lego again.
Yep.
Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of the BrickBuild Podcast.
If you want to help us continue with the show, please rate us on whatever podcasting platform you are using to listen to this. Hello. You. Yes, you.
Hi there.
Also, please subscribe to our show so that you can be one of the first to know when we have a new show up.
Check us out on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Just ask your smart home to play the BrickBuild Podcast.
Make sure to spread the word on social media and in real life.
Thanks for listening. And go give Lego your wallet.
They want it.
They want it bad.
Give it to them. They'll take it free of charge.
Maybe one day they'll make a, like, kind of how they've been doing the botanical collection. They'll do a money collection. It'll be a physical Lego wallet. They'll also have a purse. They will have wallets and purses out there in a variety of sizes, colors, and designs. Maybe they'll license Gucci and Louis Vuitton.
Oh, no.
They'll pick a brand.
No, stop manifesting this.
No.
I don't have a wallet, but I do have Lego wallets. This is Mickey and Ohm, and we're signing off.
Bye.
Bye until spring break.
Why?